There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 8th edition. We have a 9-game slate on tap for you tonight after a 14-game bonanza last night, which was up and down fun as we expected. Some good, some bad. All in all, not too bad. 9-game slate on tap. Before we get into it, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store, a great way to play fantasy sports. You draft in under 5 minutes, snake-style drafting. Just the way you like it in your season-long leagues, but it's only a day long. You can do it all over again the next day. Tons and tons of fun. They got baseball rocking and rolling right now. They'll have hockey, basketball. They have golf going. You got the PGA Championship, the fourth major of the year, coming up this week. Go draft a team. Enjoy. They have NFL during the regular season, and right now they have best balls, one of the best places to play best ball. Tons and tons of fun. They take your top score week to week, and you go on. They have massive best ball tournaments right now, $25 entry. Winner gets $100,000. They have a $250 entry and a $5 entry. Tons and tons of big tournaments, plus your $3, $5 head-to-heads, the works. And if you're new to draft, use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It could be basketball, baseball, golf, whatever. It could be an NFL best ball, whatever you prefer. But go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. A couple more housekeeping items. If you're really interested in writing for baseball, football, hockey, any of the sports, for fantasy, news, betting, whatever, hit us up at TheSportsDegens on Twitter and slide into the DMs, or go to the website, TheSportsDegens.com. There is a link to apply to write. And lastly, but not least, please go give us a rate and review wherever you listen to this wonderful, wonderful podcast and listen to my horrible, horrible analysis. No, I'm kidding. But go check it all out. Go give us a rate and review, and we'd much, much appreciate it. Now, to your 9-game slate, there is a day slate. You have the Mariners, Rangers, Pirates, Rockies games on it. You're going to target bats there, pitching elsewhere. Plain and simple. If you have any questions, come to the SD Slack chat, and I will answer them for you. When you talk about the 9-game evening slate, you got Braves, Nationals, total of 9. Red Sox, Jays, 9.5. Orioles, Rays waiting on that one with the Tampa Bay bullpen game. You got Twins at Indians, 9. Cardinals at Marlins, 8. Yankees at White Sox, 8.5. Padres at Brewers, 9. Cubs at Royals, 9. Dodgers at A's, 7.5. You got a lot of 9s and aboves, lots of them. So pitching is very, very suspect on this slate. Not good at all. It's going to be a very weird slate. Someone's going to show up and do really, really well, but that's the million-dollar question. You got 4 guys at $9,500 or more. You got Clayton Kershaw at 12.8. Luis Severino at 11.9. Fulte at 10.6. And Clevenger at 9.5. Kershaw at 12.8 is a really, really good option here. I probably won't go to him because I don't feel like paying up to that level. But he has been much, much better his last couple games. 23.3, 31.1. He's back to that 100-pitch limit. He's gone 6 innings or more in 4 straight starts. He has 7 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts. So he's starting to really, really get it going. He has given up 1 home run in each of 3 of the 4 starts. There's 1 start he did not, and he had 31 DraftKings points. But he's given up at least 1 home run in all of those. So the Ks are there. The strikeouts are there. He has given up the long ball a bit. The A's do strike out 23% of the time versus lefties. You know, Kershaw's peripherals are great. The A's do have some pop versus lefties. But Lefties are hitting 341. Righties only 280 versus Kershaw. You got some reverse split action going there. Chris Davis went deep yesterday. Kind of talked about that. They have some guys that can do it. It's just risky. A slate like this, Kershaw seems to be a good option, especially in cash games and a little GPP. Severino, I got to wait and see it because listening to Paul Spohr and Nick Pollock's analysis on their Sunday night chat on Fangraphs on Sleeper on the Bus was pretty telling on what's going wrong with him with his changeup and his locations and throwing more fastballs, so on and so forth. So I'm going to have to wait and see. It's a great matchup versus the White Sox. If you want to take the GPP risk, yeah, go for it. It's a phenomenal matchup against the White Sox. And that big extra inning game last night, you never know, they might need him to go deep. So he's there in a GPP at 11-9 if you need him. Not going to go Folty versus Washington. I know he's been much better this year. And, you know, you look at his numbers versus Washington, they can be quite telling. When you break it down, he has faced them four times this year. 25 innings pitched, 7 earned, 27 Ks. He's averaging 23 DraftKings points per start. 19-9, 13-9, 7-6, 16-2, 13-3, 30.9, 14-3. A lot of numbers there that don't match 10-6. That's my problem with him. And his last time against Washington, 5 2/3, 9 hits, 4 earned, 5 Ks for 7.6. He's a GPP play, I guess, on a crappy slate, but I'm not going to go there. The other guy I'll look at up here is Mike Clevinger at 9,500. Yeah, he's risky, but the price helps a ton in this one. He's faced Minnesota once and did not fare well. 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 and 3 Ks for 5.5. But lately, 15-9, 19-7, 20.2, 16-7, 19-5, 15, 10-5, 35, 36, 17. So a lot of 15s and above. We'd like the 20 and above at 95, but on a slate like this, it's a good cash game look for sure. And it gives you a little bit more. You got the good floor with the upside facing the Twins. You strike it over 21% of the time. Clevinger's a minus 200 home favorite, which does help quite a bit. He strikes out 24% that he faces, 40% ground ball rate. When you look at the Minnesota Twins, a 3.7 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties do hit 342. They have a couple of those in the lineup for sure. Righties 276. So there is risk with Clevinger. We know he can get wild at times and walk guys, so on and so forth. But all in all, at this price point, he's kind of the highest guy I want to go to unless you're going all the way to the top to Kershaw. So right here, I got Clevinger 1, Kershaw 2, price point dictating the whole situation. Now, it's really, really ugly. You know, Jose Quintana, you can pray that he found it versus Kansas City, and this could be a play. Man, DraftKings is loading slow today. He hasn't faced them this year. Nope. But his last start out, 25.1. He had a minus 6.7 at St. Louis, but then 21.8, 20.5, and a 16.7. So basically 17 or more in 4 or 5, 20 or more in 3 of 4. He had that one rough one in the middle there. And he got Kansas City, who really, really does struggle against lefties, striking out 23.6% of the time. Quintana's a minus 190 road favorite. Walks have been his problem, 11% walk rate. But everything else, he does give a little hard contact, but everything else looks pretty good. The Royals have a 3.8 team total. Lefties 294, righties 354, 297 wOBA, 128 ISO. So Quintana, he's been very, very dicey. But again, on a slate like this at $8,300, you definitely give Quintana a look in this game at that price point. He's only 700 cheaper than Hamels was the other night. So remember that. Trevor Richards, this is just a renaissance man. $7,800 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Been really good at home this year, a 3.05 ERA, averaging 14 points per start for game. He faced the Cardinals once, 5 innings, 3 earned, 4 Ks for 9.1. But as of late, he's figured it out. 19-7, 26-5, 22, 22. That was against Philly, at Tampa, against Washington, and at Philly. So he's pitched really, really well, taking advantage of teams that are struggling or strike out a bunch. And the Cardinals, for the most part, are struggling. We saw Pablo Lopez at $5,800. If he took that advice, he got the job done. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 22.5% K rate, walks too many, 10.5% walk rate, and 42% hard contact. Neither are ideal. You look at the Cardinals, a 4.15 team total, lefties 286, righties 377. So he's got a reverse splits going on there. And then lefties 310, or they have a 310 wOBA as a team versus righties, and only a 149 ISO. So really, really, outside of Matt Carpenter, things are very quiet in Birdland. So Trevor Richards at 78, definitely on the board tonight. Jalice Chacin at $7,500 at home against the San Diego Padres. Yes, Chase Anderson let everybody down. He started out doing okay, But you got Chassin. He's faced him once this year, and he got beat up. Minus 4.5 against San Diego. He got beat up his last time, started out at the Dodgers. But prior to that, 26-8, 31. He's got a couple of rocky ones. He's very not cash game friendly, but GPP upside for sure. Because San Diego strikes out 26% of the time. Chassin, a minus 190 home favorite. Everything looks good except a little bit of hard contact about 37.5% of the time. Padres team totals 3.8, same as the Royals. Lefties 365, righties 300. The lefties in San Diego shouldn't scare you a ton. They have a 284 wOBA, 121 ISO versus righties. So Chassin at 75 is in play. I know some people might be scared off after his last start versus him. And with Chase Anderson's outing yesterday, so if you don't want to go out there, fine by me. On a slate like this, you can't be too picky. Because honestly, there's nothing I like below Chassin. Fires, no. Johnson, no. Malone, no. The only guy I can poke a stick at is John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's $6,300 at the Miami Marlins. Gant has been very, very, very up and down this year. Better on home than on the road. Like game logs, 1.6, 10.2, minus 2.8, 11.1, 19.8, 14.7, 3.8, 24.2. Very, very up and down, up and down. We know Miami can be pesky at times. At the same time, they can get shut down. You look at Gant, Miami strikes out 23% of the time. Gant just walks 11%. It kills him. He's got a 12% swinging strike rate, a 45% ground ball rate. A little bit too much hard contact as well, but for $6,300, could be worth the gamble. The Marlins at 3.85 team total. Lefties 375, righties 264. wOBA of 299, ISO of 125, both very, very bad. So for $6,300, he definitely is punt worthy, but it's very, very dicey. There's not a lot to like in cash games tonight unless you're going Clevinger, Kershaw, and maybe Quintana. Those are the three cash game pitchers. I wouldn't go too far outside of that box. But GPP is different. So 8K and below, I got Quintana 1, Richards 2, Chassin 3, Gant 4. All very, very, very dicey. But again, you got Clevinger, Kershaw up top. Pitching's bad. Quintana, Richards, Chassin, and Gant down below. Nothing too great there. Let's get into the bats on this 9-game slate where there should be plenty based on that pitching, would you think, right? Let's check it out. You got Yasmani Grandal against Mike Fiers at $4,300. Very intriguing in that matchup for Fiers. When you look at the Doyers, they have a team total of 4.12. Lefties 361, righties 328 off of Fiers. So keep an eye on that one. But you want to save some money here. Probably maybe a Sal Perez versus Quintana at 4K if you aren't going the Quintana route. But the more I look at it, we might be just plugging our nose and going that direction. You got Tyler Flowers at $3,500 versus Tommy Malone. This is one I can get behind. The Braves at 4.4 total. Malone's been outstanding this year. Eventually, it's going to be like Cinderella, and it's about to strike midnight with Tommy Malone. I'm sorry. This guy's been a career just gas can. I can't believe at this point in his career he's figured it out in the minors. Maybe he has, but it's just kind of the renaissance, just shocking nature of the world. When you slide down a little farther, though, maybe an Austin Romine at $3,300 versus Giolito, who we know can be very, very hittable at times, is the nicest way I can put it. Manny Pena versus the youngster Kennedy at 31 can be a punt for you as well. Kennedy's not good. He's a good prospect, you could say. He's an okay prospect, but making his debut, not going to be a world beater. When you look at, he's 5,100 tonight, Kennedy is. And when you look at his overall peripherals, it'll be his major league debut coming out of AAA. He's 24 years old. He's got a 10-0 record with a 2.72 ERA, 80 Ks across 89 and a third innings. But I don't know if it's going to fare well in Milwaukee. Time will tell, I guess, but not a guy I'm going to be backing. I have no problem taking some bats against him. But the farther down you go, you're going to have some, you know, sketchy ones as usual. Maybe a Sandy Leone at 2,800 versus Hochschild of Toronto. That's one you can definitely target, is that Toronto pitching in that one. But check your lineups. A lot of the good catchers that we like to target are playing a little earlier in this one. When you look at that Boston team total, five, lefties 369, righties 494 off Hochschild. So keep an eye on that one. Over at first base, Matty Carpenter homered yet again yesterday. He's $5,400. He's in play versus Trevor Richards. Definitely in play in that one. You go on down, you know, Eric Thames of 52 could be in play versus Kennedy. We don't really know because of his young nature, but you can definitely get an eye on him. And we saw what he, we just talked about what he's done in the minors. He's been very, very good. The PCL is a hitter's league, so maybe Kennedy, as the day goes on, we look at him, becomes a GPP play on the mound at 5,100. You never know on a slate like this. Again, that's what the Slack chat's for. This is all first look, getting it in. But Jesus Aguilar, if you aren't using Kennedy, it's $4,800. Love that. He went deep again yesterday. Another good one. The Cubs team total is 5.25. Lefties 293, righties 359. But one Anthony Rizzo, $4,900. And he, today, folks, is the birthday boy. So keep an eye on Rizzo at $4,900. And it is happy birthday to Anthony Rizzo in that one. Yonder Alonso at 46 versus Odorizzi, very much in play for you there. Jake Bowers, first base outfield, 4,500 versus Cashner. I love Bowers. He's got that. He's a good cash game play, pretty much night in and night out. Good look and floor. 7 points again last night. He's got some big upside at times as well. So 4,500 for Bowers. CJ Caron at 43 is interesting versus Cashner as well, because most will go to Bowers. If you think Severino's broken, Jose Abreu at 42, very much in play. Murphy and Adams both for Washington at 42 versus Fulte. Washington's team total is 4.6. Lefties 314. Righties 286. In his career, lefties have crushed him. He has gotten a little better this year, but keep that one in mind. Muncy and Bellinger at 41 each for Fires is very interesting as well. Justin Smoke, really good switch hitter. Lots of power from the right side of the plate, just like the left. He went deep yesterday. 19 DraftKings points. He's facing Brian Johnson, who's really struggling at times. Toronto's got a 4.5 total. Lefty's 270, but righty's 345. Justin Smoke, the Blue Jays, could be in play again tonight. So Smoke at 4K. Kendrys Morales at 38 are two guys you can definitely take a peek at. If you aren't using Ryan Gant, Justin Bour at 4,000 is a very solid price point there as well, as he could have a field day in that matchup. Sliding on down farther, if you don't believe in Clevinger, Logan Morrison is in a good spot there. At $3,800 for kind of a punt type play. And then other than that, you know, you're getting Matt Olson versus Kershaw at 35. Still probably not going to play that one. So after Lomo, it gets very, very bleak. Try to stay above that if you can tonight. Second base, you're going to have Javi Baez at 57. He just keeps crushing baseballs. Keep playing him as much and often as you can. Please, I will continue to recommend him. He's one of my favorite guys because no one owns him. He's so damn good. He keeps getting only 5 points last night, but he's averaging 14.3 his last 10. He's in a great spot against Phil Meyer again tonight. Great spot there. Sliding on down, Whit Merrifield's 5K. That's a steep price tag. He keeps getting it done. He's stealing bases. He's hitting homers. If you want to be contrarian or you got a royal stat going against Quintana at 5K, then you go there. Otherwise, it's tough to pay that price when you can just say screw it and go up to Zobrist at 53 or Baez at 57. Or you save money for like Travis Shaw against Kennedy at 46, second base outfield eligible. You look something like that. Gleyber Torres against Giolito at 44. He could definitely go to Ding Dong City off Giolito. So you go to something like that if you have to. Daniel Murphy's 42. Mentioned him already. Johnny Villar is only 39 against Stanek, leading off and doing damage there. I can respect that. Adalberto Mondesi, depending on where he's hitting in the lineup, he's $3,900 versus Quintana. I can definitely take a look at that one for a little savings. One I do like, I wish Lourdes Gurriel was playing tonight because he'd be outstanding. But Devin Travis went to Ding Dong City last night, 21 points. He's averaging about 8 in his last 10. He's 21, 3, 14, 21, 7 in his last 5. He's $3,700 versus Brian Johnson. I think Devin Travis, good looking play there in that matchup. Another one I like, second base, third base eligible. I mention him all the time. He's $3,700 tonight. But David Boat continues to get it done. 21 DraftKings points last night for the Cubbies. And if he's in a good spot in that order, it becomes a very good play at that price point. So you can definitely pay up tonight, it looks like, or you can try to and take some of these middle-tier guys and make a little decent lineup together for you. Jared Jericho's hitting lefties and righties right now, so $3,700 if you want to be contrarian there for St. Louis stacking for some reason. Willie Adames, second base shortstop at 36, also in play for you there. If you're going contrarian Kershaw, you got Lowry and Pender at 36 each. Probably not running to do that, but they're both there. For $3,300 though, for some really solid savings, second base, third base eligible. You got Yonhermis Solarte. Yeah, he's been very, very up and down. 14 yesterday, then 5-0, 5-10. So 5 or more in 4 of his last 5. Maybe he's slowly starting to get it going again. He's a switch hitter. $3,300 for his Chacín. Definitely someone to keep an eye on. Like a Brock Holt or a Colton Wong at 33 and 32, super cheap. I'd probably take the outside with Solarte at 33. But there definitely is some value down here tonight if you need to go there. Like Boat at 37, Solarte 33, and some others. Going over to the third base position, Jose Ramirez yet again, 6K in play. Matt Carpenter at 54. I'd probably take the savings and go to Carp at 54 than take Jose, but that just tells you how low-owned Jose will probably be tonight. And then they got Travis Shaw at 46. Yeah, he really hasn't been popping off since Moose came to town. He's still averaging 7.4 his last 10, though, which is good. And maybe he has. I missed his weekend. He had 17 and 22 over the weekend against Colorado. But then prior to that, 4-2-0-0, then a 15 and a 14. So a streaky guy going up against Kennedy can be a good night for the mayor of Ding Dong City. Second base, third base, eligible. Miguel Andujar had a good night last night. He went deep, had the game-winning single. 24 points last night, averaging 8.4 his last 10. He's an interesting play there versus Giolito. Rendon's always interesting at 4,100. Same with Yoan Camargo, who switched in versus Malone at 41. Moustakas at 4,100 versus Kennedy. Milwaukee could be a very interesting play tonight. Moustakas went deep yesterday, 18 DraftKings points. He's gone 18 and 16 in his last two. He even had a 0 and an 8, so 8 or more in 3 of his last 4. When you look at the Brew Crew, a team total of 5.25. So hopefully they could pop off versus Kennedy yet again. Could be a nice matchup there. And then you get some San Diego bullpen. Could be interesting. Chapman versus Kershaw at 41 if you want to be weird. He's got that pop versus the lefties. No hype in that one. Again, David Boat, $3,700. Second base, third base eligible. Jed Jericho, 37 as well. Yandy Diaz, it's his birthday as well for the Cleveland Indians. I thought he got sent to AAA. Yeah, he's in AAA. So have a happy birthday in Columbus, Yandy Diaz. Go do that. Go do you. But Miguel Rojas, $3,500 for the Marlins. Third base shortstop, been playing very, very well. Charlie Culberson had a nice night last night. He's $3,400. He went deep. He's averaging 9.4 in his last 10 back-to-back 14-point games. Oh, that was in the doubleheader yesterday. He went deep in both doubleheader games yesterday. Got a little bit of pop versus lefty Malone, so he could be a contrarian third base outfield look for you there. Again, Yonhever Solarte, $3,300. I like that as a cheapie. Big time. Timmy Beckham, 33 is another value you could look at. Other than that, probably check your lineup. Oh, Logan Forsythe, second base, third base, 3K. I love Forsythe as a punt. He's playing every day. He's a veteran hitter. If you're firm versus lefties and righties, but if you ever just need a punt and say screw it, he even got a knock or two last night. He's not going to light the world on fire, but for his price point, he's been like 28, 29, 3K tonight. He makes for a nice punt play, a lot better than some of those other gambles you'll take out there. Going over to the shortstop position, you got Francisco Lindor popping off at 58. Javi Baez at 57. Give me Javi, but both good plays, but give me Javi. Trey Turner at 51 is very interesting against Fulton Evich. He gets righties very, very well, so keep an eye on that. Sir Didi versus Giolito at 5K. You got to like that quite a bit. Yankees have a 5.4 team total, highest on the night slate. Lefties 420, righties 337 versus Giolito. So the Yankees will be quite popular again tonight. Unless you pay up for pitching, then they'll be very low owned. Again, Camargo is at $4,100. You got to let him as Diaz at 39 versus Johnson if you want to go there. But Jorge Polanco, if you're not using Clevinger at 39, is in play. Again, Alberto Mondesi, we talked about him in second base shortstop. If you're not using Quintana, he's in play for you as well. Farther down you look, you go to like Paul DeJong at 37. He had a big night last night. Willie Adames at 36. Miguel Rojas at 35. So there's Tim Beckham at 33. So there's a couple options down below, which there hasn't been in games past, but still not the sexiest of options by any means. Going to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 59. Christian Yelich at 57. JD at 55. Benintendi at 54. All really, really good plays. Kind of depends on where you're going to stack or whatever. They can be one-offs, obviously, but stack-wise, outstanding. No sugarcoating that. Zobrist has been on fire. Eric Thames at 52 versus Kennedy. Talked about that. Stanton went deep yesterday. Great matchup versus Giolito. Harper's in a good spot versus Fulte. All great plays at 5K and above. It just depends. If you're stacking Brewers, Yelich's obviously your guy. If not, you got to love the some of those Red Sox bats up there versus Hochschild, who just he had a good first start. He's really shouldn't be that good. But when you drop below, like an Aaron Hicks at 49, always gets overlooked. Really good play there. Same with Michael Brantley. Give me some Hicks, though, instead. Ryland Acuna Jr. against Tommy Malone at 47. Do like that quite a bit. Juan Soto, another huge day yesterday. He's 46 and in play for you. Steve Bierce could be contrarian. He's been hitting righties really, really good. Everybody thinks lefties only. He's been crushing righties since he came over to Boston. So if he's hitting in a good spot in that order, at first base outfield eligible at 45, could be super sneaky. We mentioned lefties versus Clevinger. Eddie Rosario's $4,400. But he's been hot and cold. He went deep the other night, though, so keep an eye on Rosario. Slide on down like Jock Jams and a GPP at 44. He's always in play versus righties, especially if he's leading off. That becomes very, very nice. So keep an eye on that lineup. K with Chris Davis went deep yesterday. He's 43 versus Kershaw. GPP only. We mentioned Kershaw's got up one homer in each of his last three of his last four games. So the long ball is there for the A's in a GPP. Kevin Kiermaier at 42 versus Cashner is interesting. Jason Hayward was hitting cleanup yesterday. If he's got a good spot in that Cubs order again at 42, definitely becomes much more valuable at that price point. Teoscar Hernandez, we love that power, especially versus lefties. He's $4,100. He only had 7 points yesterday. He has been slumping a bit, averaging 8 in his last 10 still. Like a 7, 0, 0, then a 10, a 20, a 2, a 3, a 14. So he's got those big games in him. So GPP, Toronto stack maybe. Teoscar at 41 does have some upside. Max Kepler at 41. If you're not using Clevenger, I do like that. Cody Bellinger at 41, talked about him. If Adam Duvall, say he's batting 6th or better in that Braves lineup against Malone at 4K, he could be worth a look. Same with Randall Grichuk at 39 for Toronto. Grichuk's cooled down a lot since that hot streak he was on. He's still averaging 7 a game in his last 10, though. So like a 7, a 0, an 8, a 20, a 7, a 12, a 7. That's 7 or more points in like 5 of his last 6, 6 of his last 7. So that's still very, very good, especially cash games with some GPP upside for Grichuk at 39 in that matchup versus Brian Johnson, which he should be able to exploit when you're talking Toronto Blue Jays baseball. After Grichuk, you slide down some more. You got the likes of maybe a Jackie Bradley at 38. Not in love with that at all, but he's there. A Carlos Gomez at 38, not sexy either, but he's there. Like Ian Happ at 38 has got that GPP power upside you're looking for. Definitely can take a peek at that one. Michael A. Taylor at 37, if you want, hope he gets on and steals some bags, you can go that direction. Farther down you go, like an Albert Almora Jr., if he's still leading off for Chicago at 35, does have some upside against Filmer. Charlie Culberson, talked about him at 34 earlier. He can be in play for you there. Alex Gordon at 34, probably not so much tonight. Franmil Reyes of San Diego at $3,300. He's that GPP power play we always talk about. He had a huge night last night at 3,200. I mentioned him and Renfro as your two guys to target versus Chase Anderson. I don't mind Reyes again tonight at $3,300 if you just want to punt for and pray for home runs. If you can accept the zero, you can play him. Jorge Bonifacio at 32 versus Quintana is worth a look as well. Maybe Steven Piscotty at 32 as an ultimate punt versus Kershaw. He has seen him in the NL before. Other than that, check your lineups and see what else pops up at the outfield position. So that'll do it for your look around the offensive side of tonight's 9-game slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. You got Clevenger, you got Kershaw up top. Down below, you got Quintana, Richards, Chacin, and Gant. Let's look at some team totals for you here. Yankees lead the way against Giolito. That makes a ton of sense. Indians versus Odorizzi, again. But Brewers versus Kennedy can be very, very nice. Some right-handed thump against Philmeyer, but I like the lefties too. They're still hitting 293. Righties 359. Filmer's not that good. Remember, Anthony Rizzo is our birthday boy. The Red Sox versus Hochschild could be very, very nice. I like Toronto's righties versus Brian Johnson. I think that'll be the overlooked one tonight. But so much more you can do. The Dodgers versus Fires. So on and so forth. Options all over, as usual, especially with all those high totals we have on the slate. Let's look at your BVP real quick on this one. We'll even do some daytime action. Scooter Jeanette's 5 for 16 with 2 doubles and a homer off Jacob deGrom. Nelson Cruz, 6 for 10, 2 homers off Yovani Gallardo. Cameron Maven, 5 for 17 with a homer off of Gallardo. Alex Avila's taking Vince Velasquez deep, 2 for 2 with a homer. Now we get into your night slate where you have Daniel Murphy, 8 for 19, 3 doubles off Fulte. Zimmerman, 4 for 11 with a triple. Harper, Rendon, Trey Turner have all taken him deep. We're hitting 268 off of him. Small samples, but Swanson, Duvall, and Tyler Flowers have all taken Tommy Malone deep. Just keep that in mind. Rickard and Mancini taking Stanek deep in small samples. Luke Mahle, Teoscar Hernandez, Justin Smoke have all taken Brian Johnson deep in their small samples. As a team, they're 15 for 41 at the 366 average, a 521 ISO, or a 521 WOBA, and a 415 ISO, a 1250 OPS, 780 slugging off of Brian Johnson. Toronto, very small sample, has fared very, very well. Cleveland Indians, 5 for 11, or Lindor, 5 for 11, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Jake Odorizzi. Kipnis, 3 for 10. Jose Ramirez, 2 homers. Michael Brantley, a homer. Edwin Encarnacion, 2 homers. They're in 260 off of him. Miguel Sano, Eddie Rosario, Max Kepler have all taken Clevenger deep. Jose Abreu, 4 for 11 with a double off of Severino. Small sample, but Spangenberg, Austin Hedges, and A.J. Ellis have all taken Chacin deep. Got some big samples here. Salvi Perez, 19 for 63. four doubles, a triple, two homers, hit 302 versus Quintana. Alex Gordon, 15 for 52. That's a 288 clip. Two doubles, two homers off Quintana. Brian Dozier has two homers off Fires. Machado has one. They're hitting a .150 against him, though, in a small, small sample. And when it comes to Kershaw, not much there. Khan is 2 for 3. Lowry's 2 for 9 with a double. Lucroy 1 for 20 with a double. Chris Davis 1 for 11. Not much there, probably as you expected. So that'll do it for your Wednesday edition of Quick Hits. Again, check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I am at BDIntric. I got Bench with Bubba, episode 112 with Elliot Chris, talking about the Quant Edge, which is a great thing, and fantasy football running backs. You have the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast to get you ready for the fourth and final major of the year, the PGA Championship. Jesse's got his picks out. We'll have the OAD out later today and much, much more for that. Welcome one of our newest writers to the site. We have our buddy, let me get his name correct before I screw it up, because I know his Twitter handle is at Coop A Fiasco. But Coop A Fiasco, we haven't followed, but Andy Rich joining the site to write about NFL season-long fantasy football. Gave you a first-round strategy guide that dropped for you, so a lot of good stuff there. Much, much more coming up at the Esports Legion. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 75 dropping. We talked a lot of fantasy baseball in there, plus other news. Go check it all out. Good luck tonight. 9-game slate. You got that 4-game early. Hit us up in the Slack chat with any questions you have. We'll help out each other out. But good luck. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 8th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.